Oh, hey. Come on in, baby. I'm just getting ready for that date. Ooh, you look nice. Did you finish washing the dishes? Dinner was pretty good, but it looked like you had quite a bit of cleanup to do. That recipe was to die for, honey. But there were like a million steps before it was ready. I guess that's why I'm letting you see me in my sexy lingerie. It's a nice little treat for an obedient, faithful husband. So, what do you think? It looks great, right? Fits me perfectly. Oh, thank you, honey. You know I like putting on my hottest, skimpiest bra and panties on for date night. My bull is going to be so happy to see me all dolled up. I'm just working on my makeup right now, and then I'm ready to go. I sent you the address, right? Good. It's a little out of the way, but you'll be waiting in the car for me when I'm done anyway. Waiting while some hung, young stud satisfies your wife like you never could. Doesn't that sound nice? A car-bound cuckold thinking of a nice, hard cock showing his wife what a good fuck actually looks like. I told him about our little arrangement, you know. That I was married and that my husband wanted him to fuck me silly. Do you know what he said?
That's so fucking pathetic.
Just like that. No, he really said it. Just like that. I mean, he's right. But it was so exciting to have him shoot me that text, let me tell you. It made me really wet to think he was probably jerking off thinking of fucking a married MILF 6 ways to Sunday. Oh, yeah. Of course I'll film it for you, honey. I always do. I'm not a monster. I'll get fucked nice and hard. And you'll have another gem for that cucky hubby vault. Can we do anal? Aw, you're such a desperate little man, aren't you? You want to see all of your wife's holes claimed by her hung stud, don't you? Of course I'll do that for you. I know you get all kinds of hard seeing my tight little ass stuffed with another man's cock. Well, you would get hard, but... How is it, anyway, the new cage? It didn't exactly look comfortable when we put it on. Tight, yeah, I bet it's tight. You've got a pretty tiny cock, honey, but I was amazed when we managed to get that thing on you. It's flat. Where does your dick even go in there? Does it just crawl up into your cucky body and hibernate? Come on, get naked. I want to see it. I said I wanted to see it. Still a mystery to me. Okay, all right, you got me. It's very hot seeing you like that all smooshed into something that looks like it's not much bigger than a bottle cap. Kind of adorable. I'm just imagining you aching while you sit in the car. Your cocklet running up against a metal wall that it has no chance of breaking out of. You might be my pathetic cuckold, but that makes me so fucking wet. I'd offer you a chance to use that mouth of yours to see how much I'm worked up, but I don't like to have dessert before supper. But we're running a little early still, so Let's make sure you're really hot and bothered. Why don't you kneel down and kiss my ass? Just little pecks, of course. Nothing too special before my date. Go ahead. I'll just keep doing my thing. Yeah, there you go. Pray at your wife's ass. Pray some donkey-dicked 20-something comes to give her the fuck she deserves. Because he will, baby. He could be a quick shot, unskilled lover, and he'd be 10 times more manly than you. And you know it. That's why you're putting sweet little smooches on my ass and not bending me over the bed and railing me like a good husband would and should. I don't even know if you would want to do that if you could. I think you love this, all of it. Submitting to me, cooking dinner, taking me out to fuck other men, and hoping against all hope that I'll give you some sugar in return. In fact, I'll prove it. Your key is in the drawer, right by the bed. You have 2 options. You can unlock yourself and take me as hard as you want, right here, right now. I'll call Brad and tell him the date's off, and that I've got a hunk at home who's going to be taking care of me all night. Or, well, we can proceed as planned. In fact, you can beg me not only to fuck other men, but to just forget about unlocking you for another month. Because it has been that long, honey. 1 whole month since you put that new cage on. And you didn't even fuck me before you were caged. You just asked me to step on your dick until you covered my heels and cum. I do miss those days. So, what is it going to be, honey? Another month? Make it 2. Are you sure? Oh, anything for hubby. In fact, I'll just throw the damn key out when I get home. It'll be very amusing seeing you head to the shed to work up how you can cut your poor little cock free whenever it is I let you out again. Just don't hurt yourself with all the tools, honey. A cockless cuck and a practically cockless cuck might be the same thing to me. But I have a feeling you'd feel differently about it. Why don't you go lower? Kiss down my legs. Work your way up to my feet. And when you get there, say, thank you, honey, for treating me like I deserve. There you go. Down my legs, nice and slow. Descend to my feet, the ones you so wish would just trample your cock again and again, every single day, like it was just a little piece of squishy gum on the street. Thank me the whole time. Imagine another man kissing them while he works his way up to eat me out. Like traffic going in the opposite direction. One man on a trip to heaven, the other, well, still heaven for him, but only because his standards are very, very low. Almost done. And there we go, looking like every bit the hot wife you want me to be. Come on, let's get me dressed. To the closet, baby. You can crawl if you have to. Which dress should I wear, honey? My sluttiest? Oh, you really know how to make another man happy, don't you? How about the one that leaves my ass hanging out? Yeah, that little black thing. I look like a whore in that, and you want me to make Brad's head spin, don't you? You want to drop me off like a perfect little present and wave from behind the wheel. Enjoy, young man. This is my wife, and I made sure she looks sexy as hell for you. Isn't that right? Yeah, it is. Come on, help me get it on. There. And shoes. Well, slutty boots would match perfectly. The ones with the heels. There. Ooh, they look perfect. You want to come on them so badly, don't you? I can see it all over your face. Well, I think Brad is going to leave me with a cream pie instead, but next time I'll mention to my date that you would love to see them come on these boots. And when I get home, you know I like to keep my footwear nice and clean. Come on, put them on and zip them up. Perfect. What time is it anyway? Ooh, we're still early. Ah, fuck it. I think we could have a little fun. You want me to leave you aching even more, baby? How about I sit on the edge of the bed and you show me that cute little ass of yours? What a pretty sight. A tight hole and some nice, full, denied balls. Turn around and suck on my heel, baby. Come on, get it nice and wet. There you go. I could just reach over and get the lube out of the drawer, but I know someone is a rough rider. Suck my heel before I shove it right up your asshole. Ooh, that got you going. Oh, fuck, deep throat it like that. Oh, I'm going to deep throat Brad's cock just like that later. Oh, put on a show. Let that spit fly. All right, enough. Turn back around and put your head on the floor, face down, ass up for your wifey. You ready to get heel pegged like a little slut? I can see you're smiling down there, honey. You love this, don't you? Well, so do I. Oh. What a cute little moan. Does someone like having a boot heel up their ass? Does the pain and pleasure hit just right? Oh, fuck. I really am the luckiest woman in the world. I get to play all mean and mighty when I want. And when the mood strikes, I get to be a filthy fucking whore. For another man, of course. But variety is the spice of life. Come on, push back. Fuck my boot, baby. Oh, Brad would love to see this. Want me to take a video for him? Yeah? All right. I get it. You want another man to see how stupid you look. Well, camera's rolling, Cucky. So make sure you do your best. Come on. Tell Brad how much you want him to fuck me. Ooh, you hear that, Brad? My husband wants you to treat me like a slut because he can't. I know you're going to laugh when you see this, but we'll be by shortly, and you can better oblige him. I love my husband very much after all. What was that, baby? Oh, listen to that. He said, thank you, Brad. Isn't that just the best? All right, I'll see you soon, stud. And sent. Well, I think it's about time we get going. I don't think so. No, I'm absolutely forgetting something, honey. I've got condoms and lube in my clutch. You are absolutely right. You need to suck my heel and make sure it sparkles. Well, make it quick. There you go. Ass to mouth. I'll do that for Brad tonight, believe me. Oh, and one more thing. Go into the drawer for me, baby. Get my big dildo out. The one I used to show you what a real cock looks like. What do you mean, why? For you. You can fuck yourself in the car while I'm busy with my hot date. I know you love taking cocks up the ass, and I know you can come just from being stuffed like a good little cucky boy. Aw, I know you'll really enjoy that. Just make sure you follow the rules. Mm-hmm, that's right. Any cum you see in this house, yours or my bull's, go straight into your mouth. If I come to the car and find that there is any mess, well, let's just say you won't be getting any treats for a while. A long, long while, if that were to come to pass. Come here, baby. All right, let's go. I want to get this party started.